This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Framer. If you've ever hit an online paywall while you're in the middle of something, you know how frustrating that can be. But you don't have to worry about paywalls with Framer. You see, with Design Pages, you get a professional design experience that includes vector workflows, 3D transforms, image exporting, and more completely free. Now, I think you'll really love Framer because you can design with confidence while saving yourself a bunch of time. Framer already built the fastest way to publish beautiful, production-ready websites, and it's now redefining how we design for the web. With a recent launch of Design Pages, a free canvas-based design tool, Framer is more than a site builder. It's a true all-in-one design platform, from social assets to campaign visuals to vectors and icons, all the way to a live site. Framer is where ideas go live, start to finish. Ready to design, iterate, and publish all in one tool? Start creating for free at framer.com/design and use code TCDAILY for a free month of Framer Pro. That's framer.com/design and use promo code TCDAILY. framer.com/design, promo code TCDAILY. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe, Ferrero Rocher, je 200 Gramm Packung, nur 2,79 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc, je 0,75 Liter Flasche, nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
The streaming wars continue as Paramount battles with Netflix over Warner Brothers. TikTok is launching Shared Collections, a new way for users to share and organize TikTok content in one place with friends or family. The company also teased the upcoming launch of Shared Feeds, which will let users watch TikTok content together through a shared interest-based feed. TikTok rolled out individual collections earlier this year to let users save content in custom folders. With Shared Collections, users can now do things like create a space to share cookie swap plans and holiday dinner ideas with their family, or they can create shared collections to organize decor inspo or Secret Santa ideas. You can only create a shared collection with someone if you're both following each other. Collections can stay just between friends and family, or they can be made public. Shared collections are available globally to accounts over age 16. As for shared feeds, which are launching in the coming months, TikTok sees them as a way for users to discover content together. Users can generate shared feeds in one-on-one direct messages. Shared feeds will surface new content tailored to both users' tastes, such as sports or winter activities, and their favorite creators. The feeds are generated based on users' TikTok activity, such as what they like, watch, and comment on. TikTok also announced that it's launching greeting cards that users can send each other. Users will be able to select a greeting card inside their chats, write a message, and send it off. The receiver will get a festive animation alongside the message. Anthropic's launching Claude Code in Slack, allowing developers to delegate coding tasks directly from chat threads. The beta feature, available Monday as a research preview, builds on Anthropic's existing Slack integration by adding full workflow automation. The rollout signals the next frontier in coding assistance isn't the model, it's the workflow. Previously, developers could only get lightweight coding help via Claude in Slack, like writing snippets, debugging, and explanations. Well, now they can tag at Claude to spin up a complete coding session using Slack context like bug reports or feature requests. Claude analyzes recent messages to determine the right repository, posts progress updates in threads, and shares links to review work and open pull requests. The move reflects a broader industry shift. AI coding assistants are migrating from IDEs, Integrated Development Environment, aka where software development happens, into collaboration tools where teams already work. Cursor offers Slack integration for drafting and debugging code in threads, while GitHub Copilot recently added features to generate pull requests from chat. OpenAI's Codex is accessible via custom Slack bots. For Slack, positioning itself as an agentic hub, where AI meets workplace context, creates a strategic advantage. Whichever AI tool dominates Slack, the center of engineering communication, could shape how software teams work. While Anthropic has not yet confirmed when it would make a broader rollout available, the timing is strategic. The AI coding market is getting more competitive, and differentiation is starting to depend more on integration depth and distribution than model capability alone. TechCrunch has reached out to Anthropic and Slack for more info. Paramount Skydance on Monday launched a hostile $108.4 billion bid to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, days after Warner agreed to be acquired by Netflix for $82.7 billion. Paramount is going straight to WBD's shareholders with an all-cash offer of $30 per share, and it noted that its offer provides shareholders $18 billion more cash than the Netflix deal, which offered $23.25 in cash and $4.50 in Netflix shares for a total of $27.75 per share. Paramount is bidding for all of WBD, while Netflix's deal with the company only includes its Hollywood studios and streaming business. CNBC reported on Monday that these were the very terms from Paramount that WBD's board rejected a week ago. Paramount's offer is backstopped with equity financing from the Ellison family and the private equity firm Redbird Capital, in addition to $54 billion of debt commitments from Bank of America, Citi, and Apollo. Netflix came out on top on Friday after winning a bidding war against Paramount and Comcast. But Paramount's hostile bid is sure to drag on the battle for one of Hollywood's most iconic studios, a fight which has already stretched out for months. Netflix's proposed deal has already raised antitrust questions, as well as it would combine two of the most popular streaming platforms into one. Additionally, President Donald Trump has said the deal could be a problem because of the size of the combined company's market share. A deal between WBD and Paramount would also likely raise similar concerns. Netflix agreed to pay WBD $5.8 billion if the deal doesn't go through. WBD would have to pay Netflix $2.8 billion if it decides to call off the deal. Netflix did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Aisha Malik, Rebecca Balan, and more awesome TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.